Okay, so they're making me go up these stairs at Little Moreton Hall. It's a spiral staircase. Wayne is with me from the Saturday Sports Show. Wayne, you're right there.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, good. You've suggested turn the lights out. Why have you done that for?
Well, you've got to get a proper feel. You can't experience this type of thing without doing it properly. It's wrong.
Mind the steps.
Oh, this, wow. It's hard work getting up here.
Mind the floor? It's everywhere.
What's everywhere?
The floor.
Oh, right. Very good. Hey, oh, it's very lob.
It's settled, and this next bit, watch yourselves, because it suddenly goes downhill at quite a tilt.
Yeah, oh yeah, it does, yeah.
Whoops, and then there's benches, I didn't see them.
Yeah, wow.
So just watch.
Yeah.
So we've been doing story times in here.
Yeah.
So what
room are we in now then?
This is a chapel chamber. So at one stage, this would have been open. So we imagine that is open, and you can see the photograph there, and that shows you what you're looking at in the little chapel. So that is the altar.
So the chapel's over that wall, through that wall?
It's there. So we're above the chapel here,
and
then that's the altar of the chapel there.
Right.
So the reason why that this was here was that the family would come in here, and they would come up, and I'm talking very early Tudor period, and they would watch the Mass. In those days, you didn't need to actually partake of the Mass except at probably Easter. So you watch the Mass, you watch the priest raise the host on the altar, and they probably, if you look at the height of it, probably kneeling down, watching all that through there. And the ordinary hoi polloi would be in the chapel, and there's a rood screen just here, and they would watch all of that through there. Then at some point, because of the Reformation, instead of watching the Mass, you took the Mass. So then that would have been filled in, and then you would have had to have gone downstairs and you would have taken the Mass. But by then we were calling it the Eucharist, or Communion as we call it now. So big changes in religion at this time. So you're thinking, well, how come they had all of this religion but they still were very worried about evil spirits? Good question, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, I think, that they believed in God and they believed in the devil. They believed that the devil and his emissaries, the demons, were everywhere, that the witches were out there, that there were ordinary people in society who made a pact with the devil, and they were witches. And certainly when it came to this time of the year, they were out there on the broomsticks all over the place, and you had to be very, very careful.